3. Looking Glass Animals. Alice stood at the top of the hill and looked down. Which way should I go? She wondered. On one side she could see, a long way away, some kind of large animals walking around. She wasn't sure that she liked the look of them, so she decided to go the other way. She ran down the hill and jumped over the first of the 6 little brooks.
Tickets, please,
said the ticket inspector, putting his head in at the window. In a moment, everybody was holding out a ticket. The tickets were almost as big as the people and seemed to fill the train.
Show your ticket, child,
the inspector went on, looking angrily at Alice. And then several voices said all together, Don't keep him waiting, child. His time costs £1,000 a minute. I'm afraid I haven't got a ticket, Alice said in a frightened voice. There wasn't a ticket office where I came from.
Why didn't you buy one from the engine driver? Said the inspector.
And again the voices said, The engine driver's time costs £1,000 a minute. The inspector looked at Alice first through his glasses, then over the top of them. Then he said, You're travelling the wrong way, and shut up the window and went away.
She ought to know which way she's going, said the gentleman sitting opposite Alice.
He was dressed in white paper, but perhaps she doesn't know her own name. A goat that was sitting next to the gentleman in white said loudly,
She ought to know her way to the ticket office, but perhaps she can't read or write.
There was a beetle next to the goat, and he had something to say about Alice as well. Then other voices spoke, but Alice could not see who they were. One voice sounded like a horse, she thought. And then a very small voice right next to her ear said,
You could make a poem out of that. Something about a horse, of course.
The gentleman in white paper spoke again.
Don't worry, my dear, he whispered. Just buy a return ticket every time the train stops.